I'm Lauren Stallone with WRPR News. With midterms weighing heavy on our minds, the students at Ramapo are finding themselves overwhelmingly stressed. I'm here to gather why that is and what some of the pressures are on students today. Speaking with me tonight is sophomore Jen Munez and senior nursing major Lexi Feldman.
What is your major and what are some of the pressures that come with this concentration?
I major in psychology and I have a minor in substance abuse and a minor in criminology. So I have to take a lot more classes and summer classes and all that.
So as a nursing major, there are a lot of stressors. Almost every other week we have exams, and usually Fridays are two exams right back to back. We have to balance being at clinical 2 days a week on top of classes.
Do you balance other activities or jobs while going to school?
I am currently an active e-board member in my sorority, and I also babysit.
And I work two jobs, so I have to handle homework and then studying for exams for three different course levels.
So do you feel that there are some solutions in managing this kind of stress?
Yeah, I feel like things should be like, if we have something due, we should know like ahead of time rather than like some professors give it to us like 2 days before, or they're like, you have a midterm like on Monday and it's Friday.
Do you feel that your educators are understanding to your other responsibilities outside of school?
Teachers are not very understanding because they just kind of pile on the work and they know you have other responsibilities, but they think their class is the priority.
Giving a professional standpoint on student stress is Professor Stephen Bolton, who has been teaching college students for 18 years. In your opinion, do you feel students are facing high expectations to succeed?
I think in this day and age, yes, there's a lot of pressure. They want to get into their fields.
Do you do anything in your own classes to help relieve some of that stress?
I try to be fair in doling out the assignments. I also try to urge the students that I have that it is always best to plan out the work that you have.
There is no denying that today's undergraduates are under a lot of pressure. The slow economy is making it difficult to find jobs after graduation, and academia, much like the rest of the world, continues to get much more competitive. Thank you. I'm Lauren Stallone with WRPR News.